So what happens is they're charged as sex crimes, or they're charged as violent crimes, but they're not necessarily labeled as human trafficking. And so it's hard to get an exact number or good data on that. But we are getting reports and from different police officers that are starting to be able to identify that. And we're getting reports from all over the state, not just in one particular county or one particular area. It's a growing problem. And we're seeing it in Idaho Falls, where a couple of girls were, you know, taken and they were on a bus on their way to Los Angeles when they were intercepted, where they were going to be sold. We're seeing it in Coeur d'Alene, where there are people purchasing women, girls underage, at hotel rooms as they're brought through town. We see it here in Boise with people recruiting at the Boise Town Square Mall, where they're trying to get girls into the sex trade.
So how do you define human trafficking? Because I know some people define it in different ways.
The way that we defined it was that it was either labor or services that were provided using force or fraud if we were talking about an adult. If we're talking about a child, it's simply any commercial sex exchange for anyone that's a minor.
So you mentioned the Boise Town Square Mall. You're getting these reports from law enforcement and from other agencies, and you're sort of bringing them together to figure out how big the problem is?
Exactly. We've contacted everyone from people that work in the federal system, local police chiefs, different sheriffs around Idaho, to find out what they know about what's going on in their agency or in their area.
And how are gangs involved in human trafficking?
One of the things that we're starting to see now is that gangs are recruiting girls in, promising them membership in the gang if they will, quote unquote, sex into the gang. Some of these girls are taken on a circuit from California through Oregon, through Washington, back down through Idaho and Nevada. And what happens is they have a cell phone, a throwaway cell phone that they use. They post the number on a website, and they offer these girls for sale. And they come into town, and they're in town for a day or two. The Johns come into the hotel. After a couple of days, they just move on, and they run these girls through a circuit through five different states.
How does Idaho compare with its northwest neighbors, Oregon and Washington?
I think that with the larger cities, when you're talking about Portland and you're talking about Seattle, they have a larger sex trade in general than any of the towns here or the cities here in Boise or in Idaho. And so it's not as bad, but that doesn't mean that it's not a growing and continuing problem.
How can you fight human trafficking here?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do this year is to get some legislation passed that would make sure that if someone were to purchase a child or a minor, anyone under the age of 18 for sexual purposes, that would be a felony. Right now, there are instances where it's simply a misdemeanor, and it may not even be a crime at all if the girls are being paid with something other than cash. So, for example, when we see them trading sex for a place to stay or something to eat, that's actually, depending upon the age of the girl and the man involved, it may not even be a crime here in Idaho. And we want to stop that, and we want to make sure that it's a felony and that these people have to register as sex offenders. And one of the other things that we want to do this year is pass a law that says if you're profiting from this, if you're profiting from selling, whether it's a woman or a child, what you end up with is profits. And we want to take that away from you. We want to make it not profitable. We want you to forfeit that. Or if you are using a car to go out and sell a woman or sell a child, we want to take that car away from you. So we want to take the profits and the benefits away from the pimps.